Tonight you'll be hearing the first of what we hope to be a long-running monthly segment from the Kansas City Education Alliance. Our group will air a five-minute radio segment the third Thursday of every month at 6:50 p.m. on KKFI. The Kansas City Education Alliance is a newly formed group of concerned educators and community activists looking to further the dialogue in the greater Kansas City area about educational issues affecting students, teachers, parents, and communities. It is our hope that through our activism, a critical consciousness can be raised that positively affects the educational landscape of Kansas City. For our initial broadcast, we'd like to focus on reform. Merriam-Webster's defines reform as change into an improved form or condition. In a piece for truthout.org, Adam Bessie writes that this very word, reform, the word at the center of the national dialogue on education, is itself a linguistic trap. The issue of reform is presented as a false choice. As a country, we are given two options: defend the status quo tied down by the oft-maligned special interest, or embrace change in a market-based movement. The Kansas City Education Alliance would like to present a counter-narrative to this dilemma tonight by reading actual responses to Bessie's column. Our job tonight is not to defend one choice over the other, but rather to provide texture to the debate and destabilize the notion that the issue of reform is an open and closed story. We hope to begin a deeper conversation about what reform is and how we can go about public education opportunities.
My wife, a math teacher, was once given an award for high test scores in September when she had been teaching them for less than a month. Another time, her principal tried to get rid of her for being incompetent because of low test scores, again when she had been teaching the students for only a few weeks. The principal later won the Principal of the Year award for her energetic but meaningless posturing as an educational reformer.
I am a classroom teacher who believes that, yes, there does need to be a change, reform. We need to be addressing each child's creativity and critical thinking skills. A high-stakes testing and performance pay environment will do exactly the opposite. Teachers will be teaching to the test each and every day because their livelihood depends upon it. Their students will never have the opportunity to take part in a book club, participate in a hands-on science experiment, or, heaven forbid, go outside to learn by building a garden, because that would take up too much precious time. Allie Shea.
I wish I knew how to explain. I never get to use my brain and learn in school the way I wish I could. All we do is drill for tests, and though I do my very best, the quality of my learning's none too good. We seem to spend a lot of time, without reason, without rhyme, learning lots of testing tips and tricks. Over and over they repeat the way to do an answer sheet until I think I surely will be sick. It matters not if I don't learn. The system has but one concern, that I pick an answer A through D or F through J. Reciting facts is not the end. Teach me how to comprehend. I can do more than choose one answer out of four. School's so boring, I want to scream. Show me how to write a theme. Give wings to my mind and watch me soar. By Chimera.
We thank you tonight for listening to the Kansas City Education Alliance's premier broadcast. We'd like to thank KKFI for affording us a monthly outlet to express our views about education in Kansas City. Our next broadcast will be a special 30-minute program on February 27th on KKFI. If you'd like to learn more about the Kansas City Education Alliance, you can visit our website at www.kceducationalliance.blogspot.com. On our website, you will be able to find links to previous radio broadcasts from the KCEA, as well as any sources mentioned in the program. From all of us at the Kansas City Education Alliance, thank you. We look forward to our next broadcast, February 27th.